This is the 17th in the series of Life Notes on What Did Jesus Say? This one is titled, Blessed Are the Peacemakers. The gospel lesson from Matthew 5, verse 9 is, Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. When I think of a peacemaker, I think of someone with a gift for easing tension, for working through differences, and for finding a way to bring people together with diverse beliefs and goals. When I was a young adult, there was much talk about the United States achieving peace through strength. This meant that we would maintain a military force strong enough that no one would dare disturb the peace sufficiently to provoke us to action against them, for that nation would face certain annihilation. I wondered then, and I wonder today, is that really peace? It is fear-based compliance, which seems to me like a very shallow and tenuous peace. Underneath, the weaker party is forever scheming ways to attain their purposes without overly provoking the more powerful party. This type of peace leads to subversion, hatred, and jealousy as people devise subtle ways to rebel and undermine the other. I think peace through strength might be illustrated by the compliant housewife who outwardly stands with her abusive husband, but only because of and for as long as it seems to be the best option available to her. Behind the placid face brews hatred and prayers for how she might free herself from the oppression one day. Somehow I doubt this is the sort of peace that Jesus refers to. In his book, A Brief History of Everything, Ken Wilber describes the concept of transcend and include, which refers to stages of growth and development. For the atom to join a molecule, it must transcend its atomic state and join other atoms to form a molecule. It still retains its being as an atom, however, only in a larger, integrated context. The same is true of our cells. In order to grow into a higher order of existence, a cell must join together with other cells under a common purpose to form organs and organisms. Each cell continues to exist, both as an individual and as part of a larger community. What does this have to do with peace? When people and corporations or nations clash, each side is locked in its own small exclusive reality, refusing to accept the legitimacy of their opponent's small exclusive reality. In the cellular example, one cell refuses to join with another cell in order to participate in and create a higher being that transcends yet includes both cells. When this happens, a battle ensues, physical, emotional, intellectual, or spiritual, until one side beats the other into submission. And our world calls that peace. Peace, however, is much more than the absence of violence. The only lasting and true peace must be inclusive of what is important to all sides. What is always required is a transformation to a higher, more inclusive state of being. Some authors refer to it as a third way. This way to peace requires each side to expand their conscious awareness enough to reassess their own position, while opening themselves to the position of the other. With persistence and patience, a third way emerges that allows both sides to retain what is truly important to them, traditions, cultures, languages, but they do so in a mutually beneficial, respectful, and transcendent way. This is the peace of Christ, who stood at the crossroads of human nature and spirit, of government and religion, of heaven and earth, and held himself there as an inclusive uniter. It was not the nails that held Jesus to the cross. It was his love for both sides. Whether the issue is national borders, homophobia, racial, or social injustice, Christ stands in the gap, holding the tension, and lovingly welcoming everyone to the table. Those who follow the unifying example of Christ, then, are the peacemakers. They are the ones who stand in the gap between warring factions and often at their own peril, work to expand the vision and experience of both sides so everyone can coexist. Peacemakers are never exclusive, but always inclusive of all people and views. This is why they are called children of God. They do exactly what Jesus came to earth to do, to make God known to us through a peace demonstrated by an unfailing love and acceptance of all. The peacemakers are among the instruments of God on earth.